Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Noah Fleming is a strategic marketing expert and CEO of Fleming Consulting and Company. He has provided coaching and consulting services for thousands of business owners, executives, and individuals, and is an expert blogger for Fast Company and a guest blogger for The Globe and Mail's Report on Business. His latest book is Evergreen, which is published by Amicom, a division of the AMA. Noah, welcome to Edgewise.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's just jump in here. Many people believe that new customers are the key to making a business successful. But you say that companies should focus more of their time, their money, and their energy on keeping and expanding the business of current customers. Don't go looking for those new ones as much as you might be tempted to, but you know, pay attention to your current customers. Why do you think so many people believe that they can save their company by focusing on those newbies out there?
Well, I think every organization, every business needs new customers. I mean, without customers, there's no business. But I think there's three reasons why this is happening. First, organizations are running around like adrenaline junkies. They're chasing after every new customer, every dollar, everything they can scoop up. They're jumping to every new platform, to every tool, to every service that's promising to help them find more. And they're doing this at the expense of their existing customers that they've worked so hard to get. The second reason is I think they don't really know how to maximize the value of the new customer or the existing customer, how to build that relationship. So the classic metaphor in the business world is this concept of the leaky bucket. And the idea of the leaky bucket is that every business has holes. And what happens is they're losing customers through the holes, the water's dripping out, but instead of fixing the holes, they believe they can just add more water. Now, the final and most damaging reason, which I talk a lot about in the book, is that marketing is more fun. Marketing is glitzy, it's glamorous, and we get this near instant feedback. So everybody wants a fix now, not later. So what marketing does is it substantiates our efforts quicker, and it's faster than a long-term play like building a loyal following.
There still has to be some focus on new customers, right? I mean, I sound like an idiot here, but you can't ignore them. What does a good balance between bringing in new customers and cultivating the loyalty of existing companies, what does that look like? How does that work?
Well, that's the beauty of the philosophy of Evergreen. I think it applies to any business, any size, any type. Evergreen is really about changing your approach to marketing. So in the book, I present a concept that I call the marketing equilibrium. Now, an equilibrium is the balance of two opposing forces. So we have getting customers and we have keeping customers. Marketing, proper marketing, is the balance of the two. My classic line that I say to people, you know, if you never hear your sales and marketing team or your VP of marketing talking about strategies to keep the customers, then they're only doing half their job. But that's what's happening out there.
Okay, so suppose some listener of this podcast is like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus on current customers. What does it take for this person to succeed with your evergreen strategy?
Well, again, to capture on that, it's not just about the existing customers. It's also about ensuring that you have a framework in place to not just increase the value of your existing customers, but to ensure that every new customer has the opportunity to become loyal, to become evergreen. So in the book, I present a concept that I call the three C's. Now, over the past 10, 15 years, I've been working with businesses and executives, and I found that these three areas kept popping up. And when I looked at some of the best companies in the world, I saw the same thing. And then when I looked at my own work with my own clients, we saw the same things happening. So the first C is character. Now, character is really your organization's positioning. It's who you are. It's your why. The author Simon Sinek said we need to start with why. But why is just a start. Great organizations go much further. They tell a story. That story resonates with people. It's a story that customers want to be a part of. The same thing applies to entrepreneurs and small business owners. There's always a story there. The second C is community. Great organizations are building, facilitating, and structuring communities for their customers. So they bring customers together around a common interest, or they give customers the ability to communicate with one another. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, there's fantastic, well-known examples like Harley Davidson, but we're seeing small companies now embracing this, even something as simple as a monthly newsletter. And I can give examples of this where it's happening in restaurants, in hotels, even tire companies. I just want to mention the third C, which is content. Content is the shorthand that I use to describe what people are buying. So think of the thing that you give in exchange for money. That's your content, right? Now, organizations believe this is the most important thing that they give, and so that's where they put their focus, instead of focusing on the why and the how. And what I've found is that the best companies, the best organizations are delivering the products, the what, in a much more emotionally engaging way. Now, for this to be applied to any type of business, a transactional company where they don't really have that sort of opportunity, the thing is that Evergreen is really a framework for extremely effective strategic marketing, growth, referrals, word of mouth, and increasing customer value. So again, the example I like to go to is the restaurant, right? I just talked about content. Most restaurants believe the content, the food, and the service is the most important part of bringing people back. But the ones I've seen and the ones I've worked with that are dominating the industry make sure to find ways to engage the customer. Again, it might be as simple as signing them up to a newsletter or getting them on an email list. But you see, all too often, we get caught up in this belief that customer loyalty is the result of a wow experience, right? This concept of the wow experience, we hear this all the time. It plays a part, but true customer loyalty, true loyal customers, are really the function of day-to-day ongoing marketing and relationship building.
Now, much of reality TV, especially in the business marketplace, is lately has been centered around, is in a tight orbit around this idea of rescuing businesses, you know, rescuing the bar, rescuing the hotel, rescuing whatever. Do you have any ideas for how companies that might be losing their customers already, or they might want to come up with a strategy to bring back ex-customers? Can you offer any thoughts on that?
Well, every company is going to lose customers, and more often than not, some attrition is good. We need to drop customers. In the book, I give examples of different types of customers that you should actually be proactively looking to get rid of because they sap you of time and energy. But sometimes we lose profitable customers, loyal customers, and great customers. And sometimes losing a customer can be a huge warning sign for a much deeper problem. So the first thing we need to do is figure out why they left. And we can almost always learn from this. So, you know, sometimes your company screwed up, there were unavoidable circumstances, they no longer need what you offer, or they simply followed a habit of doing business with you. So again, I said loyalty is the function of day-to-day marketing. Well, sometimes they just simply followed a habit because we haven't been in touch with them, we haven't marketed to them. So you need to treat customer reactivation, which is the term used to bring customers back, to reactivate them, is simply another spoke in the marketing wheel. It's another process you have to have in place. You need to know why they left. You need to know if others are at risk of leaving. And you need to be proactive about bringing them back. So the final and most important point about losing customers is you need to define when a customer is no longer a customer. Too many businesses are kind of willy-nilly about this. They don't know the buying cycle of the customer. So again, for the restaurant, which is the easy example here, you know, if a customer hasn't returned after 60 days, are they still a customer? You need to know that for your own company, and you need to know when you should expect the customer back. And if they don't come back, then you need to take proactive measures to ensure you bring them back.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate and ask you, how do you find that information out?
Well, you do that through, you put systems in place. So you use a CRM system if you have a large sales force. Smaller companies might use something as a simple loyalty card. You need to be able to know when they should be coming back, and there's different ways that you can do this. There's different systems you can put into place, and I give different examples of how almost any company can do this in the book. You know, I've worked with very small businesses that use something as simple as an Excel file to track this. Right? I mean, the hair salon or the small business uptown can use something that simple to place a little check mark and say, Noah was back today. And then if I don't see Noah for 6 months, something has happened. So I need to take a proactive measure because I'm no longer a customer at that point. But we just believe they're customers. We keep referring to them as customers. And so we need to take action and we need to take proactive measures to bring them back.
This is cool stuff. We've been speaking to Noah Fleming. He's author of a book entitled Evergreen. Noah, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Follow the American Management Association on Twitter to learn about upcoming free programs, the latest news, management insights, and special offers. You can follow us at AMANET. That's AMANET. Hope to tweet to you real soon. Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.